Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Kim. How do I move away from wearing darks to colours? So if you've got into the habit of wearing a lot of really dark things, like a lot of black, and you know, maybe some navy, maybe some dark brown, but often, most of the time it's black, I'm pretty sure, or really dark greys, things like that, get very bland and boring. So how do you start wearing more colours? Well, the first thing I'd do is, if you have a colour palette, have a look at that palette and pick out a few colours that you really love. Those ones that really speak to you. Now you might find if you have signature colours that, you know, I always find if you go for an eye colour or a lip colour or something like that, it's a really great place to start, particularly eye colours, because when you're wearing a colour that brings out the colour of your eyes, it creates a beautiful face focus, and people will often comment very positively about this. And when you get positive comments, you're more likely to want to do more of something. So by wearing a colour that really flatters you, then you're more likely to want to wear more of that and less of the black, where you may not have been getting those same compliments. So start with your eye colour. So even if you don't have a pattern, start with a palette, start with your eye colour. If you'd like to know what your best colours are, of course, get yourself a colour analysis. So when you are choosing colours, you're making great decisions. A lot of the time I notice when people wear a lot of black, it's because they're not sure what colours actually suit them. He just keeps getting in my mouth. They're really not sure what colours suit them. And so therefore they just shy away from all colours because they don't want to make a mistake. Or they've tried some colours and they didn't feel great in them. I mean, I remember I used to have a mustard coloured jumper when I was in my teenage years, about 16, 17 years old. I think it must have been the trend at the time. And I remember every time I wore it, people would ask me if I was feeling okay, when in fact I was fine. So I realised that that colour was making me look ill. And so I shied away from that colour, and I don't think I've worn anything yellow ever since. So it is something to think about, is getting those right colours will make you look enhanced, make you look more vibrant, make you look more alive. So it is thinking about finding the right colours. So when you're steering away from black, it's A, start looking at the right colours. B, look at the colour of your hair as well. So if we are thinking about, have I got light hair or dark hair? So if I've got dark hair, start wearing darker colours rather than light colours. If you have light hair, go for light colours rather than dark colours. This relates to what I call your ideal value. It's the value is how light or darker color is. That's just the technical term for the kind of lightness or darkness of colors. So if you are matching the lightness or darkness of your hair in your outfit, you will always look more in relationship to your outfit, because hair really dominates what we see. We really notice hair color. It's the kind of thing when, if you had to describe someone if you were describing me to a friend who'd never seen me, probably the first thing you'd say is that I'm fair. That's what you notice first. So this is why wearing clothes in colours that relate to that hair colour, it really helps to tie the whole outfit into your natural appearance and creates harmony and balance. So they would be my, you know, top two tips is A, wear an eye colour, you know, go for that. And B, look for colours in a similar depth to your hair. That way you will find that the colours work really well for you. And as you step out of the black or out of the darks into the colours, they're going to be the better, the right kind of colours for you. So there you go. A little something to think about. Of course, get a colour analysis. That is, you know, as my friend Jill Chivers says, I don't know how anybody can get dressed without having a colour palette, but it is an incredibly useful tool. Diana has asked, often we find blogs about elegance that state that we should never wear fabrics that crush. I wear a lot of linen. Of course, this crushes terribly. Other than synthetics, could you suggest fabrics that look pressed when wearing? So what's interesting about this is creche can work really well for some people. So I think smooth fabrics work better for people who have smoother hair and smoother skin. So if you are all smooth, then a really crushed fabric, it looks obviously crushed. It doesn't look natural on you. But if you have quite textured hair or more textured skin, you'll actually find that crushed fabric can work quite well for you because we're creating harmony. Everything we're doing is creating harmony. So I've just talked about creating harmony as far as your colors go with you. Now we're talking about creating harmony with those fabrics with you. So if you're thinking about if we have that textural appearance in our hair or our skin, then a more textural appearance in our clothes works really well. So I would say that, you know, and this is probably why that linen has been more traditionally seen as a fabric for older women. And as we get older, hair tends to get more textured. But also too is skin gets more textured. So that is something to think about. But if you happen to be a smoother person, you find that you put on the linen and it just crushes and it looks bad really fast, you could think about having a linen, you know, maybe viscose mix or something like that. And this is where you'll find that there is no natural fiber that does not crush. It's just the way of the world. Maybe, you know, wool, but even wool kind of crushes to a certain extent. And plus, we can't wear wool all year round. And linen, if I'm thinking, is a summer fabric. But so when we think about fabrics, that it's often in those synthetics that we are... with that, you know, the synthetics actually give a more practical bent to our clothes. And this is where less crushing happens. This is why the kind of the non-iron men's shirts are always a cotton plus polyester mix. So this is where some viscose or something like that, or, you know, a mix, and you might have 70% your natural fiber, but like, you know, 30% of a synthetic, that will actually give it a less need to iron and less hard to crush sort of fabric. I mean, there are things like bamboo, which is a natural fiber, but it has got to be spun. So to create a fiber from bamboo, they have to kind of do some synthetic stuff to it to turn it into a cellulose. And the same is viscose. It's a wood pulp, but they still do have to kind of put it through some synthetic processes to create those fibers. But they can be very soft and comfortable and crush less depending on what they're mixed with as well. So I would be thinking about, A, is just crushed work for me naturally anyway? If it does, just embrace that. Keep wearing your linen. Ignore what those blogs say. That's just one person's opinion. And B, if you really don't like the crushed, then look for some sort of mix of your natural fiber plus a small amount of synthetic. That will actually mean that it does not crush so easily and looks smoother and smarter all the time. Last question today comes from Julia. Can you tell me if it's more important for me to make a statement or blend with others? Now, this is a really interesting question, isn't it? Because I actually think this is incredibly personal. This comes down to your personality, Julia, and anybody else who might wonder about this. Because this is where we can feel these kind of two opposing forces. Should I blend in or should I stand out? Now, generally, there are some personality styles that will really want to blend in, and they'll feel incredibly uncomfortable if they are not blending in. And in fact, they probably wouldn't even ask this question. So, you know, like that is one of those things. So I'm suspecting the fact that you're asking me this says that you have a personality that may wish to stand out more. Or you might feel that you should. Maybe you're around somebody who stands out more and you have a tendency to blend in. I don't know this about you. But there is no right answer. There are certain situations where we can still be appropriate for the situation and either stand out or blend in. There is no, you know, you must wear exactly the same clothes unless we are in a uniform environment where everybody has to wear exactly the same uniform. Then blending in is exactly what you need to do. But if you're in an environment where it's just like, you know, I'm going to work and it's a, you know, there's no uniform, then it could be that, am I standing out for the right reasons? And this is where it's thinking about, what are your clothes communicating? What do you want them to communicate about you? Who are you as a person? What are you telling people? So if you are more creative than the people around you, and this can be, say, sometimes it could be you're in the marketing department, which is seen as a more creative department rather than the accounts department, which is seen as a less creative department. So therefore, if you are wearing very creative clothes in the accounting department, you will stand out, and potentially for not the right reason, versus if you were wearing very creative clothes in the marketing department, you'll stand out if you are standing next to someone from the accounts department, but their assumed role is that you are more creative because you've got to have those sorts of ideas. And this is where standing out can still be appropriate. Like, appropriate can just be about that it's a certain standard of dress, certain level of refinement, that you're covered up if you need to be covered up, or whatever it might be. You know, that appropriate might be, I need to wear closed-toed shoes at work for health and safety. But it doesn't mean I have to wear a particular style of shoes so much. So then it's going, like, what works for me? And there is no answer here. I cannot give you an answer. It's something only you can decide, that whether you feel you want to really blend in, where you want to really stand out and be completely different from everybody else, or be somewhere in between. I think that's really up to you. I think that the thing to remember is that our style should be an expression of our personality. And so it should be authentic to you. So it's going to feel authentic, and people pick up inauthenticity very quickly. So if you are trying to be something that you're not, this is where you will be standing out as being inauthentic, and people will be wondering what's going on. So I'd say it's just be you. And yes, you might have a different style to other people, but as long as it's appropriate, and I think as long as we think about what is appropriate for this situation, if I'm going to a wedding, don't wear a pair of, you know, daggy old jeans. That's standing out for the wrong reason. But as long as I'm dressed appropriately for whatever is that dress code, it doesn't need to, I just need to wear a little black dress because that's what everybody else is wearing. I can wear a little white dress or a little pink dress or whatever it might be. So maybe everybody else is, it's a sea of black and you're not wearing black, but you're still in the same style and kinds of clothes, and therefore you're standing out but still appropriate. So I think this is something you need to consider, and it depends on what context you're asking this question, which of course comes into these things as well. But hopefully that gives you a little something to think about, because of course personality is so key to this, and this is where one of the things we found with our 16 style types, if you get your style type report, you'll discover that some types are more naturally wanting to stand out and be different, and others are more naturally want to fit in and blend in. I was talking to a friend of mine who is very much a blend in type, and she said the only time she'd wear something that was like seen as very rebellious would be if that was the trend and all her friends were doing it, because she would stand out if she wasn't doing that. But it's not her natural style. But her natural style is to blend in. So in some ways there's a chameleon element that she will blend in to wherever she is. So this is where, if you're interested in understanding more, then I'd head over to 16styletypes.com and get your style types report and discover more about how your personality really does influence your style. And of course, and we've got a few style, you know, strengths and challenges in there that you may not realize are your strengths or your challenges, but they can really help you kind of develop your own personal style in a way that is authentic to you. Well, please do keep sending me questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.